News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Plug-in hybrid electric vehicles pump out nearly five times more planet heating pollution than official figures show. That's according to a new report from Transport and Environment Think Tank. And Sophia Navas, cars and charging research analyst for the think tank Transport and Environment, joins us. Sophia, explain this to people, please, because many people will have purchased a plug-in hybrid believing themselves to be doing the right thing by way of the environment, and now they're being told not so right at all.
Right. So this is really an interesting topic because here, well, at first it's important to say we're looking at averages, but still what we're seeing is that there's a huge gap between real-world emissions and official values. And for this, we analysed 800,000 data points from PHEVs all over Europe and compared these emission values. And so regarding the reasons, there's several ones here. So first of all, the assumed share of the total distance that is driven on electricity is being overestimated. So this simply means that PHEVs are not driven as much in electric mode as is being assumed from the official side. But this is being gradually fixed by the EU, and it's very important to safeguard these corrections as they are currently under attack from several car maker associations. Now, a second very striking reason, in my opinion, concerns the electric mode. So one characteristic of PHEVs is that you can drive them either in electric mode or in combustion mode. Mm-hmm. Now, from the name, you would suppose that the electric mode has zero tailpipe emissions, but we found now that this is actually not true. So we've seen that PHEVs emit even in electric mode CO2, and namely 68 grams CO2 per kilometre, so quite a lot, which means that then the electric mode is not actually electric.
Okay, so they are actually, according to, and PHEVs, for people who aren't familiar, is plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. PHEVs emit just 19% less CO2 than petrol or diesel cars. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And the striking thing is that from the official side, it's being assumed that plug-in hybrids emit 75% less instead of 19% less.
Okay. And so where does that leave people at, for example, who have them? Are they now supposed to, if what they're trying to do, as I say, is the right thing by the environment, move on to fully electric vehicles? Or I'm sure there are many people quite angry at this who have probably spent quite a lot of money on a PHEV, and as I say, are believing themselves to be doing the right thing.
Yes, that's right. So this problem, this emission problem that we're seeing, is not only about CO2, but also affects the consumer economically. So we've also seen that PHEV drivers spend 500 euros more annually on fuel and electricity than what is officially being claimed. So closing the real-world emission gap is also about being honest to the consumers. But ultimately, now regarding 2035 and the EU climate targets, the goal would be then that no PHEVs are being sold after 2035, because we see that there are really problems still with this technology.
Okay, so they're more expensive than people were told they were going to be. They emit far more than people were told they were going to emit. This is an issue, isn't it, for climate science as well, because for the climate skeptics out there, being able to rely on climate science, you know, would be important to counteract that. And the fact that climate science appears to be changing, particularly on these types of vehicles, this is an issue, because now people say, you can't trust anything they say. Sure, we used to be told to buy diesel, then we're told not to buy diesel. We used to be told to buy plug-in hybrids, now we're being told not to buy them as well. It becomes an issue for people in terms of trust, doesn't it?
Right. Yes, I think it's also very important to stress this, that we as the consumers, we have also a right to know when we purchase a vehicle, for example, to know what are the emissions. And now, the striking thing is that even if you diligently charge your car, you still have emissions, namely in the electric mm-hmm. mode. And well, maybe some the reasons for that are also quite interesting, because the PHEVs are simply not designed for being driven in fully electric mode. So because they have two motors, the electric motor and the combustion engine, and the electric motor is often not powerful enough to sustain the propulsion. So then the combustion engine needs to kick in. And this is important to communicate this, and also in the end about the absolute CO2 values.
Okay, I'm sure there's lots of people very disappointed and irritated at this, not at anything you're saying, Sophia, but at this kind of information this morning. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Sophia Navas, the car and charging research analyst for that think tank, Transport and the Environment. Love to know what you think out there this morning. And of course, hybrids are heavy cars as well because they have the battery. So when you are driving them in the combustible mode, they're heavier than a non-hybrid car. What do you make of it? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.